欢迎各位听众回到TUSAL澳洲中文广播电台，您现在收听到的节目是国语节目，我是今天主持人Sally。 那么今天呢，我们在直播间里面请到了很特殊的嘉宾， 那就是Lampington的州议员 Nathan Hargitay。
Good morning, good afternoon.
大家早安，午安。
Yeah, I'm Sally, the host of today's interview. Good to see you. So, to start off, how's your day?
我是Sally， 是今天访谈的主持人，很高兴见到你。那我们先从轻松的问题开始，您今天过得怎么样？
Very good. Yeah, great start to the week, and always wonderful to be doing the job I'm doing, which is representing my community and getting out there and speaking to the community.
Mm-hmm. 非常好，是一个很棒的一周的开始。那我一直呢也是非常享受这一份工作的，能够代表我的这一个社区，真正的走进社区里面与民众交流，这是一件非常美好的事情。So
could you briefly introduce yourself to our audience first?
您可以简单的向听众介绍一下您自己吗？
Yeah, so Nathan Hargitay, the member for Leppington, and also government whip. So Leppington, southwest Sydney, growth area between sort of Camden, Liverpool, Campbelltown, fantastic area, growing, and lots of challenges, but lots of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
好的，我是Nathan Hargitay, Leppington的州议员，那同时呢也是政府的党鞭。 Leppington呢位于悉尼的西南区，是一个非常快速发展的地区， 位于Camden, Liverpool和Campbelltown 之间，那这是一个非常棒的地方，有很多的挑战，但是同时呢也是充满了很多的机会。
We heard a lot of our Chinese farmers are living in Leppington as well.
我们知道有很多的华人的农民也是住在Leppington的，对吗？
Yes, that's right. I've been to a number of their Chinese New Year festivities. Wonderful, hardworking community that keep many of us fed. So they do a great job.
是的，没错，我参加过不少他们举办的农历新年活动。那他们是一个非常勤奋的群体，养活了我们许多人，真的做得很出色。
And I heard you also speak with them in sometimes Mandarin as well.
我听说你有时候也会用中文和他们交流。
I did a couple semesters of Mandarin, but I would say that my Mandarin is Buhao.
Buhao, oh wow.
我上过几个学期的中文课，不过我想我的中文还是不太好。
That's more than 你好 already. So actually, what inspired you to pursue a career in politics?
哇，但是那已经比只会说你好好多了。那我们也是进入正题啊。那是什么启发您踏入政治生涯的呢？
I've always been interested in, you know, government politics as a, I guess, as a bit of a hobby and a topic. And I've always had a passion for wanting to improve the way the world is and improve people's lives. And when I was in my early 30s, I was living in Liverpool, and I had two young children at the time. And I just thought that we could do better. At the time, we were, if my wife and I were going to take them to, you know, a nice playground or a nice cafe or a nice restaurant, more often than not, we were leaving Liverpool. And I just, you know, I made the decision that I can complain about it or I can do something about it. And so that was sort of the local reason. But sort of at a federally, it was the lead up to the 2013 election. And it looked like Tony Abbott was almost certainly going to win, and he did. I'm not a big fan of Tony Abbott and his positions and some of the things he said over the years. So that was another driver sort of at the national level to get me to finally make the decision to join the Labour Party and get involved in politics.
那我从小呢就对政府和政治很感兴趣，那算是一种兴趣，那也是一个我很关心的议题。我一直想要去改善这个世界，那也希望呢能够帮助人们的生活变得更好。我在三十出头的时候呢开始住在了 Liverpool， 那时候呢有两个年幼的孩子，那时呢我就觉得这个地区应该可以变得更好，因为每次带小孩子去公园、咖啡厅， 或者餐厅的时候呢，大多数的情况下，我们都要离开利物浦。我当时啊，就在想，我可以选择继续抱怨，或者自己做些什么事情去改变。那这也是我投入地方政治的原因。那么在联邦层面呢，是因为在2013年的选举， 看起来 Tony Abbott 几乎确定会当选，那最后呢，他也的确是当选了，但我并不认同他的一些立场和多年来他说的过的一些话，这也是最终呢，我决定加入工党并投身政治的另一个动因。
So is there any reason for you to join the Labour Party as well?
那么您选择工党呢，有什么其他特别的原因吗？
Yeah, look, the Labour Party, its values and its policies very much align with what I believe. I wouldn't be where I am today without the Labour Party. So I grew up in public housing and I went to public schools and first person in my family to go to university. I went to Western Sydney University and I've benefited a lot from those policies that Labour's put into place, which essentially revolve around the idea that no matter how much money you have, where you're from, what your family's position is. If you work hard and you study hard, you can get ahead in life, and that's something that I believe in. I see a lot of people, especially in my part of southwestern Sydney, who might not have much in terms of resources or money or influence, but they're very smart, hardworking people, and we should give them every opportunity.
是的，那工党的价值观和政策与我的信念非常契合。若不是工党的政策呢，我今天也不可能会站在这里。我在公共的住房中长大，那读的书是公立学校，并且是家中的第一个上大学的人。那我上的是西西里大学。 那我受益过许多工党制定的政策，那这一些政策的核心理念呢，就是说，不论你有多少钱，来自哪里，家庭背景如何，只要努力工作，努力的学习就能够成功，那这也是我一直深信的事情。
So you mentioned you live in Liverpool before. How do you actually feel about the western part of Sydney? How do you feel and what do you see the western part of Sydney for yourself?
您刚刚提到之前是住在利物浦，那您对悉尼的西区有什么样的感受？您自己是怎么看待这一区，对它的未来又有什么样的想法呢？
Yeah, look, I'm a very, very passionate Westie, as we like to call ourselves. I'm a very, very passionate advocate for Western Sydney. There's a lot of promise and a lot of potential. But I think too often people from outside the area maybe have some negative perceptions, or even just don't even have negative perceptions. They forget about Western Sydney. And I think one of my jobs as a member of parliament is to constantly remind people that depending on how you draw the borders of Western Sydney, something like 3 million people, third largest economy in Australia. And we saw, as we saw during COVID, when we locked people in Western Sydney down, nothing moves. It all goes to a standstill. So we are very essential. We are very important. And we deserve that recognition and support and resources.
你知道的，我是一个非常热血的西区人，这是我们给自己取的昵称。那我也一直是西西尼的强力拥护者和推广者。那这里有巨大的潜力和未来的希望，但我觉得呢，外区的人呢，太常对这里有一些负面的印象了。 那甚至就算没有负面的印象，他们也会往往忽略西西尼的存在。那我认为呢，作为一位州议员，我的工作之一就是要不断地提醒大家，根据你怎么规划西西尼的范围，这里也大约住着300万人的人口。那而且就像在我们一期期间看到的那样，当西西尼被封锁，那整个城市呢，几乎都一切被停滞，而且陷入了 所以我们是不可所缺的，我们非常重要，那我们也应该获得应有的认可、支持与资源。
So you previously served as the councillor at the local government before. How is that transition of being a state MP been for you, and what is the biggest differences and challenge for you as well?
那您过去呢，曾在地方政府担任过市议员，那转任州议员之后呢，这段转变对您来说有什么样的感受？那么在工作内容和责任方面呢，又有哪些明显的不同，或者说是挑战？
Yeah, the transition hasn't been too hard. I'm sort of always someone who hasn't tried to have too many presuppositions when I get into something, and I don't have too many expectations. But certainly being in Liverpool Council was a good stepping stone into state parliament. Council and local government in general is a very good stepping stone, but Liverpool Council, if you've been following the media recently, is a bit of a rough and tough council. So if you can survive Liverpool Council, you can probably survive anywhere. So my transition into state government was very good, but I think the biggest difference for me is the influence you have to make decisions and get investment in your area. When you're just another of many hundreds of councillors in the state, you can, you know, you've still got a bit of power and a bit of influence. But if you're the member for Leppington and you sit next to and you speak to the Minister for Transport or the Minister for Police or the Minister for Education, they'll take your call and they'll listen to your issues and they'll do what they can to make sure they're addressed. So a lot more influence, a lot more power.
Mm-hmm. 这个转变呢，对于我来说其实不算太困难。那我是一个在面对新角色时不太会带入太多预设立场的人。不过呢，能在利物浦的市议会服务，的确是我进入州议会的重要踏板。那整体来说呢，地方政府的经验呢，对于进入州层次的政治是非常有帮助的。那说实话，如果你有注意到新闻，你会注意到这个利物浦的议会呢，其实是一个风风雨雨的地方。所以呢，你能够在利物浦议会撑得住，那哪里都难不到你。所以呢，我转入了州政府后适应的还不错。那最大的区别呢，就在于我所拥有的影响力完全不同。那身为市议员呢，您只是一个全州几百位议员中的一个。那虽然呢有些话语权，但是范围呢是非常有限的。那当你呢是 Leppington 的州议员的时候呢，你可以直接的跟交通、教育、警察等部门的部长去对话，那他们会接你的电话，聆听您的问题，并且呢，真的有能力去解决。所以州议员有更多的影响力，也有更多的资源能够为你的社区去争取成果。
So, what actually are some key concerns you listen or raised by your electorate?
那目前呢，您有听到哪些居民所关注的议题呢？
Yeah, so the area is growing very, very, very quickly. It's part of the southwestern growth area. So tens of thousands of houses are going in at the moment, and one of the issues has been that traditionally, especially under the last government, there wasn't the amount of infrastructure and services there that there should have been. So in all of Austral, Leppington and Denham Court, which is the three main suburbs in my electorate that are taking a lot of the growth, there wasn't a single public high school. So we've started work on that just a couple of weeks ago. So the fence has gone up and the bunting's gone up and the work started there, and we'll have that open day one, term one, 2027. Also upgrading a lot of the schools in the area. So Austral Public School, we had about 200 or 300 students about 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Next year it's expected to have 800 or 900. So it's tripling in the space of a few years, and that obviously causes a lot of problems. So we're building additional classrooms there. And then, of course, with those additional people, you need the roads are getting congested and you need more public transport. So there's some of the issues as well.
Mm-hmm. 我们这个选区发展得非常快速，是新州西南部的成长区之一。那现在呢，也正在建造数万户的新住宅。但过去一个主要问题是，前任政府在基础建设和公共服务方面没有跟上这样的发展。在 Austral、Leppington 和 Denham Court 这些成长的重镇里面，过去连一所公立高中都没有。那我们也是最近才开始动工，目前呢已经在围起围栏，建设临时的设施，目标呢是在2027年的第一个学期启用。以 Austral 的公立学校为例呢，几年前呢学生大概只有200-300人，但在明年呢预计会有800-900人。那这对我们的社区也带来了很多的压力。那我们目前呢也正在盖新的教室，改善学校的设施来应对。那当然，人口增加呢也让道路更加的拥挤，因此呢我们也需要加强公共的交通。那这些呢就是目前居民常向我反映的几个主要问题。
So you already mentioned about the Austral and Leppington North development. Mm-hmm. So we'll go into that one. We actually know that Leppington is kind of redeveloping in this like few years already, starting from Lavington to the Lavington North, now is the Osho area. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about the progress of the Osho Town Center development?
您刚才有提到 Austral 和 Lappington North 的开发，那我们也知道 Lappington 近年来正在重新的规划，您可以跟我们多介绍一下关于 Austral 的市中心的开发进度吗？
Yeah, so the Austral Town Centre, that was rezoned in the early 2010s, and the expectation was that that would have come out of the ground by now, but what happened was you had the airport and the Aerotropolis announced, and a lot of originally the zoning was around sort of, you know, business and that kind of zoning, and then with the announcement of the airport, a lot of the attention and investment went over there. So at the moment the government's hopefully putting the finishing touches on rezoning the Lappington Town Centre again to be more commercial, mixed-use residential. It's expected that once that rezoning's done and all the development's completed, there'll be somewhere in the vicinity of 10,000 dwellings. So it'll be a major, major town centre. Mm-hmm. And so key to that, again, is making sure that we've got everything in line to make that happen. So services like Sydney Water and electricity and internet. So working with them to make sure that's ready to go. And I get to meet with the developers quite regularly to make sure that, you know, their plans are ready to go. And they're all very, very positive. They're all ready to go. And I think we can turn that into a really great place. It already is a great place, an even better place to live, because what we've got effectively is a major train station, four platforms. And if you go there, there's nothing really around there except for a school and some farms. And given the housing crisis we have in this state, we really need to move quickly. And that's what the government's been working hard to do.
Austral 的正中心呢，在最初是在2010年代开始初期的规划的。那当时呢，大家呢也是预期到这个市中心到现在应该早就建好了。但是因为后来的西悉尼机场与这个航空都市，也就是我们的 Aerotropolis 的计划公布，这让原本投入 Austral 的资金和注意力呢，也是转移到了机场这一带。那原本的分区规划主要是商业或是就业用地，但随着机场的建设，我们现在正在重新规划 Lappington 市中心的分区用途。新的规划呢，会是混合用途，那包括商业、住宅或社区空间。那一旦呢完成了这些重建，那预计呢会在该地区呢建造约10,000户的住宅地区，那这也会是一个大型的市中心。但想要让这一切实现，我们必须呢确保像是水电、网路等基础的设施准备完备。那我也会定期的与开发商会去见面，确保项目有在推进。那他们也都非常的积极，已经是准备就绪了。那我相信呢，我们可以把这一个区域打造成一个非常适合居住的地方。现在那里有一个大型的火车站，有四个月台，但周边呢只有一个学校和几个农场。那么在当前的住房危机之下呢，我们也是必须要加快我们的脚步。那这也是目前政府呢在努力推进的方向。
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about the housing issues already. We know that we speak to a lot of our state member previously. They mentioned that actually housing issue, you need to have the enough satisfying the needs of the residents in that area. We need infrastructure, we need schools, we need parks, and we need roads as well. What do you think the role of the private sector and the public sector when we doing a new development in Lappington?
您提到住房问题，那我们也从其他的州议员那里有听到，如果要盖房子，基础设施便要跟上，那比如学校、道路、公园等。您认为在 Lappington 的开发当中，公共部门与私人企业各扮演的是什么角色？
Yeah, look, I think there's a role for both the private sector and the public to get things done, and that's certainly something we're talking about right now in Lappington. One of the issues is ensuring that the new houses are connected to stormwater and they've got drinking water. So I know that some of the developers have been meeting with Sydney Water to come up with, I guess, innovative new ways to deliver what would normally be the responsibility of government agencies, and the same can go for parks. We've seen some not far from where I am, in places like Oran Park, We've seen the private sector working really well, with especially the local government, to deliver some amazing communities where the houses go in, but also the roads, the parks go in, and then not long after that you get, you know, libraries and swimming pools and all that. And I think we can look to examples like that as to how it should be done and how it can be done. People can't be working, you know, for years and years to get their deposit on their dream home, build their dream home, and then live in a community that still has, I guess, rural streets, no footpaths, no parks for years and years. We have to do better.
Mm-hmm. 我认为呢，公共部门与私人企业都有其角色，那这也是我们目前在 Leppington 正在进行的事情。那举个例子，像是供水的设施，有些开发商呢正在与 Sydney Water 合作，那提出创新的方法来提供这些设施。那虽然呢这原本是政府的一些责任，那公园设施也是一样的，像是在 Orange Park， 那我们看到的私人企业与地方政府合作良好，那成功的打造出了一个非常棒的设施，那他们不只是建房子，连道路、公园，甚至是图书馆、游泳池都有一并的规划好。那我们也应该呢，把这些例子作为 Leppington 的参考。那人们呢，不应该辛苦存钱多年，盖好梦想中的房子，却发现自己住在一条没有人行道、没有公园的街道上，而且一住就是好几年。所以呢，我们一定要做得很好。
So besides on the housing issue, we're talking about the transport as well. So we know that Leppington has been growing rapidly due to the West Sydney Airport development. Could you introduce some of the major traffic updates in that area?
那么除了住房，我们也来谈一下交通。那我们知道呢，因为西悉尼机场的发展呢，这个 Leppington 呢也正在快速的成长。您可以介绍一下该区的主要交通的升级项目吗？
Yeah, so the big one for my community is $1 billion for 15th Avenue. So essentially, if you draw a straight line between the Liverpool CBD and the airport, you have a road called Hoxton Park Road. And then once you get over Cow Pasture Road, that's called 15th Avenue. Now, at the moment, 15th Avenue is a one-lane road, no curb or gutter, and frankly, is in a pretty poor state. It's really it's a rural road, but it's now servicing what is a growing community with thousands of houses on it. So that was something I worked very, very hard to get a commitment on when I got elected. So initially we got $50 million, and that was to do some planning work and some minor upgrades. And I was very, very pleased. I almost fell off my chair when I got the call telling me that in January this year, as part of the federal election, the state government will put in $500 million and the federal government will put in $1 billion. And so in time, what you'll see is if you know the T-way from Liverpool to Parramatta, that'll be extended and pretty much go right through to the airport, and you'll have one lane for buses and two lanes for traffic that goes all the way to the airport. And that's a good one because A, it's in the short term, it's going to improve traffic congestion, mm-hmm. because you just can't have that rural road at the moment. But in the medium to long term, it means that people ride along that corridor in places like Liverpool and Miller, in Austral, and in those other communities, can get on a bus that turns up every 5 to 10 minutes and take a trip into the airport near Atropolis, where there's going to be fantastic jobs, fantastic opportunities and amenity and holidays and all those great things that come with an airport.
Mm-hmm. 对我们社区来说呢，最重要的就是斥资10亿澳元的15大道，也就是我们所说的 15th Avenue 的升级工程。如果呢，你从 Liverpool 的市中心画一条直线到机场，那中间呢就会经过像 Hoxton Park Road， 然后接着就是 15th Avenue。那目前呢 ，15th Avenue 呢只是一条单线的乡村道路，没有道源，也没有排水系统，那状况呢也是比较差的。但它现在呢却是快速成长社区里面数千户的家庭的主要道路。我当选后呢，也是非常努力地争取了经费承诺，那也是最初获得了5000万澳元用于规划与初步的改善。那接着在今年的1月份，州政府与联邦政府呢，也是分别承诺出资，在这个新州出资5亿，联邦政府出资11亿，总共15亿澳元。那未来呢，会变成一条完整的升级道路。 包括专用的巴士车道与双向的车道直通机场，那就像是利物浦到帕拉马塔的 T 位公车专线，但也会一路的延伸至机场。那短期内呢，也将会大大的舒缓了交通拥堵的问题。那长期来看呢，这会让像 Miller、Austral 和 Liverpool 等区域的居民每5到10分钟就能搭巴士直达我们的航空都市。那这也是非常重要的，因为机场呢将会带来大量的就业机会、生活便利和观光的发展。
So we're gonna slightly going back to the housing issues
yes.
right now, because due to the state mid-low rise developing policy, we know that there is 1,020 homes development project is going on in Leppington area right now. Can you introduce us more about this project?
那我们也是稍微的回到这个住房议题啊。我们知道在州政府的中密度住宅的政策推动下呢， Leppington 呢也是正在新建1020户的新住宅。那您可以跟我们详细的介绍一下这个项目吗？
Yeah, so this is one of those examples around the town centre that for a while weren't coming through, but we're starting to see those come through with both the proposed rezoning and the HDA, the Housing Development Authority initiative that the government's put in, where we can fast track approvals and applications for housing if it's you know seeks to solve the housing problem. And that's one of the biggest ones, certainly one of the biggest in Leppington around that town centre. So 1,000-odd houses between Brinjelly Road, and you can literally walk straight to the train station. It's right next to the train station, so that'll be fabulous when that comes. But there are also several other applications that are pending at the moment where we'll see hopefully just as many apartments and housing right near train stations where they need to be.
可以的，这是一个在市中心附近一个重要的住房项目，那过去呢也是曾一度的停滞，但现在随着重新的划区和政府的住房发展加速政策，项目呢也是在推进当中。那这项1020户的开发项目呢，位于在 Brinjelly Road 的附近，走路就可以走到 Leppington 的火车站。那这样紧邻着公共交通的设计呢，也正是我们所需要的。那目前呢，还有好几个的住宅的项目正在申请当中啊。我们预计呢，这些新住宅呢也会集中在火车站的周边，这是最有需求的这个地段。
So we're gonna looking forward to around 10, 11,000 of new housing going on in the future of Leppington area.
所以在未来呢 ，Leppington 的住房增加可能会达到10,000到11,000户。
Yeah, over an extended period of time, sort of 5, 10, 15 years. But what you, if you're familiar with Ed Square, Edmondson Park, so that's the station before Leppington. And when I tell people that, they're like, oh, like Ed Square. And I'm like, no. Ed Square's the baby brother. Leppington's the big brother. So once that gets going, it'll be on a much bigger scale. And I've seen some of the proposals from some of the developers, and they're fantastic. Really good housing with really good amenity, shops, hotels, really, really good stuff where people will want to live, play and work, which is what we've been working to for some time.
Mm-hmm.
是的，那么在接下来的5年、10年，甚至是在15年，会逐步的实现。如果你知道 Edmondson Park 的 Ed Square， 那其实呢，只能算是一个小模型。Leppington 的未来的规模呢，会更大。那一旦呢 ，Leppington 的市中心开发启动，规模会大的很多。那么我目前看到的一些开发计划，那包括高品质的住宅、商场、饭店是一个主要的集居地，和工作、娱乐于一体的一个社区。
Yeah, so during our conversation today, we talk about a lot with the West Sydney Airport development. So actually, there are some concerns.Among the communities, which saying that the West Sydney airports may feel a bit incomplete, particularly when it comes to planning with the transport linking to the nearby areas, even to the CBDs. So how is your view of the current progress or on improving the connections between the new airport, Leppington and Greater Sydney area?
今天呢，我们也是谈到了许多有关于西悉尼机场开发的内容。那其实呢，社区中有一些声音表示啊，机场的整体规划还不够完善。那尤其呢，是在如何连接周边地区，甚至是通往市中心方面仍不明确。那您目前呢，是怎么看待从新机场通往 Lappington 与大悉尼地区之间的交通连接的这个进展呢？
Yeah, unfortunately, when the airport was announced in 2015, by the federal government, by Tony Abbott, they said, look, we're going to build an airport, but we'll leave it up to the state government to build all, you know, a lot of the transport and infrastructure. And unfortunately, that lagged behind. But as we were elected in 2023 and we've done, I think, an extraordinary job to try and turn that around and make sure that there are links into the airport and Aerotropolis. So I mentioned the $1 billion for 15th Avenue earlier. The metro is due to be complete in a couple years. The M12 is pretty much finished. It's just the interchange with the M7 that needs to be completed. The federal government announced $1 billion to acquire the land to complete that Leppington link. So it's basically the missing link in the Sydney heavy rail network between Leppington and the airport Aerotropolis. So there's a lot of work being done there. Roads like Memray Road, Elizabeth Drive, Devonshire, there's money for that. So it probably hasn't come as quick as some people would expect, but we're playing catch up, and certainly it's something that I'm very, very keen to see become a success. So I told that I was out there for the opening of the new terminal about a month ago, and I was speaking to the chair of Western Sydney Airport, and he was reminding me that I'd just been elected as a councillor in 2016, and the corporation had just been formed, and he was just appointed chair, and there was me, him, the CEO of council at the time, and a couple of staffers, and we went through this little pack of their plan for the airport, and it was just some ideas on a page. And to be out there with him a couple months ago and see what is a really beautiful, unique Australian Western Sydney terminal, and that'll have, you know, within the space of a year or so, start seeing passengers from overseas, I think is fantastic for the region, and something that we should all get behind. So. Mm-hmm.
很可惜的是，当联邦政府在2015年由 Tony Abbott 领导那宣布这一座机场的时候呢，他们有说到过，我们会盖新机场，但交通基础设施就让州政府自己处理。那结果就是交通建设的进度一直在落后。不过自从我们在2023年上任之后，我们认为我们这一个方面做到了极大的努力的去扭转了这一种局面。那就像我刚才有提到过的，我们已经投资了10亿澳元升级这个 15th Avenue。那连接机场的地铁线呢，也预计在未来几年内完工。那 M12 的高速公路呢也几乎建成，只剩下与 M7 的交汇处尚未完成。那联邦政府呢也宣布再拨款10亿澳元，用于征地以新建 Leppington 的铁路沿线。那这条呢也正是在悉尼铁路网络中缺失的一环。那此外呢，像是 Marmor Street， 然后 Elizabeth Drive 和 Devonshire Road 等主要的道路呢，也会获得升级的资金。那这一些进展呢，可能不像大家期望的这么快，但我们呢也正在迅速的赶上。我个人呢对这件事情是非常有决心的。那希望呢机场的计划能够圆满的成功。那我还记得呢，在一个月之前呢，我参加了机场的新航站楼的开放仪式。那当时呢，机场公司主席呢也是提醒到我，我在2016年刚当选为市议员的时候呢，那时的机场公司也是刚刚成立。但那时呢，我们只有几个人一起去翻看几张关于机场共享的小册子，那全部都是一些概念的草图。而现在呢，我们站在一座真正建成的具有澳洲特色的新航站楼内，那不久之后呢，就能迎接来自世界各地的游客。那这也是对整个西悉尼地区来说意义重大，那我们也是应该付全力去支持这个计划。
Yeah, I believe so as well. A lot of travelers, they saw fancy and great transportation interchange area. They feel like, oh, this city sounds amazing.
我也这么认为。那很多的旅客对一个城市的第一印象呢，就是从机场和交通系统开始的。
No, it is. It's a really fantastic opportunity, and it's the first international airport built in Australia in 50 years, and down below it, Bradfield, is the first city we've built in a century. Mm-hmm. So, again, not just once in a lifetime, once in a century opportunity happening there. And one of the sales points I say to anyone who wants to speak to me is, I bet you, doesn't matter where you come from, what part of the world, but if you're keen in investing in the airport near Atropolis, I've got one guarantee for you. No matter where you're from, I know someone down the road that speaks your language and understands your culture. And I think one of the biggest selling points we've got in Western Sydney is our multiculturalism. I don't think there's any other airport in the world that can give you that selling point. So it's a real unique opportunity, and we all should be working hard to realize it and benefit from it.
没错，这是澳洲50年来首次新建的新国际机场。而在机场下方新建的 Bradfield 城呢，也更是我们百年来第一次从零开始建设的新城市。那这不是一个世代的一次机会，而是一个世纪一次的机会。那我常对潜在的投资者这样说啊，无论你来自哪里，我都能保证这里街头巷尾呢，一定有人会说你的语言，了解你的文化。那这也就是西悉尼最大的优势，我们的多元文化。那全世界呢，没有其他的机场可以提供这样子的条件，这是一个真正独一无二的机会，我们一起努力实现它，善用它。
I believe we talk a lot and brings a lot of information today. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Thank you.
So to conclude, is there anything else you would like to tell our audience for?
今天我们聊了很多，真的非常感谢你。那么在节目结束之前呢，您有什么想要对观众想要说的话吗？
Look, if you haven't been out there, take a drive along Elizabeth Drive and have a look at the airport. It's there, it's real, it's all coming together, and I think people will be really surprised and excited when they see what's there.
如果你还没有看过机场的现场，不妨坐车沿着 Elizabeth Drive 去看看机场的工程，那它是真的正在发生，而且正在逐步的成型。那我相信大家亲眼看到的时候呢，也会感到惊讶和兴奋。
Mm-hmm. Is there any place you recommend us to go to Leppington?
您会推荐 Leppington 什么有值得去的地方吗？
In Leppington, I think there's lots of lovely restaurants and cafes. And I'm based at the Leppington Town Centre, but lots of great Italian restaurants as well that reflect the history. It used to be full of Italian farmers. So plenty of great Italian restaurants and maybe a good spot to get a pizza one day.
这里有很多不错的咖啡馆和餐厅，那我的办公室呢就在 Leppington 的市中心，那在这里呢我们保留了早期的意大利农民移民的痕迹，那有很多很棒的意大利餐厅，那不妨来这里吃个披萨，然后顺便品尝一下我们的新鲜蔬菜吧。
And a lot of fresh veggies in there as well.
Absolutely, yes, yes, great produce.
Yeah, and I believe you can see Nathan in the community meetup bi-weekly in the Leppington area. So please join Nathan's community weekly meetup if you would like to talk to him and meet him in person. So I think that's conclude our interview today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
好的，也是非常感谢您的到来，今天的访问到此为止。